The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Is the show that nobody told you about. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
The big old Buick gets stuck.
The Buick got stuck. Here we go. Here, I had to kick it.
This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, wow. We seem to be struggling a little bit tonight.
Don't we always?
We do. We do.
It makes for a very unique situation, folks.
It really does. It absolutely does. So I think you got to cue one of those robotic things.
Mm-hmm. Boo whoop, boo weep. I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Hey, everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and this is episode 157 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Names rarer than idiots for Monday, December 3rd, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit IncompeTech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with a TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
There we go.
Yeah.
Favorite robotic device. Actually, my day was actually pretty good for a Monday. I can't complain too much. The Florida weather doesn't know what the hell it wants to do, and we're going to touch on that a little bit later tonight. But other than that, yeah, it was actually it wasn't a bad day. Work operated as expected. There was no unexpected explosions or anything at work. So life went on. The lights kept blinking and everything moved forward. So how about you, Joe? You look crazy over there in Studio B. What's going on? You're doing something. Are you making ramen noodles on the mixer? What the hell are you doing? You got a hot plate up in there or something?
No, but with all the nice new nifty way I configured the board, the sound effects sound more sound effecty ever, if ever.
If ever, ever, ever they yes. do. Oh, my goodness. There we have
so
it.
So my day has been interesting.
Has it?
It started out early as per usual. Waking up at 4 or 5 a.m. is just par for the course, and going to sleep sometimes at 6, 7 p.m. is par for the course, too.
Yeah.
I wonder what I would be like in Alaska, where they have some of the days where it's, like, for months on end, completely dark or completely light. That would be really weird.
It would be weird. I wouldn't recommend it, though, because I don't think you would get very good internet service up there. I mean, you are like what? You're like a few. You're not even a. You're like what? A couple miles from downtown Chicago, and you have a hard time with your internet provider. So, I'd hate to think
well, it's
what
Comcast.
I think that's who they have in Alaska too. They have Comcast or something. Snowcast. So.
Yeah. So what do you got for us in our weed corner tonight?
Ooh, yay, it's our weed corner. Hold on, let me
find weed.
The weed corner. Yeah. All right, so let's see. Did we do our station announcements? Chat room
no,
is
we didn't,
open.
Actually.
Chat room is open at www.chiamba.info. Looks like we have some folks in there already, so come on and join us. I see, you know, we have a handful of listeners live, always nice. But those of you that download it, that's fine too. We appreciate it. Our phone lines are open and ready for you at 813-327-8566. And again, Cheyenne.org is coming to a web browser near you soon. Well, I'm done with school. I'm done for the semester. So I don't go back to school until I think the second week of January. So okay. I'm going to have more free time on the weekends because I won't be doing, you know, hours worth of labs and homework and everything. Right. So hopefully I should be able to get the Cheyenne.org going in a relatively short period of time. So... And now,
well,
my weed corner.
Yay.
I think that's almost appropriate in some ways. All right. So our first article of the night comes from Leafly. Utah state lawmakers are going to be meeting. Actually, I think they were supposed to meet today in a special session to make changes to the medical marijuana law that was passed by voters in the midterm election. The session is part of a pre-election compromise struck by the Mormon Church, or the main advocates of the ballot initiative to gain the support of the Mormon Church. Separation of church and state, anyone? The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints had opposed the ballot proposal over fears that it could lead to broader use of marijuana. And the initiative itself actually won with 53% of voters approving it. So much for the will of the people. Yeah, they voted for it, and you know, the church got involved, and the church writing law now. That should hopefully go through some constitutional challenges at some time and point.
You would think.
You would hope. You would. Well, you know, it's someone has to sue. Someone has to sue the state, and then it has to move its way up through to the Supreme Court. And currently, with the Supreme Court as it is, who the hell knows what's going to happen? All right, South Korea legalized medical cannabis. Now, this is actually kind of interesting news. This is actually very exciting news. This comes from High Times. South Korea has legalized medical marijuana, making it the first East Asian nation to legalize the medicinal use of marijuana. The use of the medical marijuana in South Korea will be tightly restricted and controlled. Not a surprise. The legalization of cannabis in South Korea only applies to medical marijuana. Recreational pot is still very illegal for South Koreans, even when they are traveling abroad in countries that do have legalized cannabis. When Canada legalized recreational marijuana last month, the South Korean government warned its citizens that the country's ban on pot applied to them from around the world. The Narcotics Crime Investigation Division stated that weed smokers will be punished according to Korean law, even if they did so in other countries where ingesting pot is legal, and there will not be any exceptions. Yeah. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. So poor South Koreans. Maybe I don't know if they make you pee in a cup or what, but I imagine, you never know. These Asian companies can be interesting. Joe has something to add after your what do you have to add, Joe?
I mean, you're talking about South Korea, but it seems it's kind of like a hit or miss, because I think there's another country, Singapore? Maybe not Singapore, but one of these countries, Malaysia has completely legalized it. But, like, in the Philippines, you've got a crazy president that is killing anybody that might have even, like, a little baggie of pot.
That's what I was going to say. Wasn't that one of the things where, if you're caught in that country and with even, like a joint, you're fuck that, you're,
I mean,
you're gone.
Even these vape devices that we have become really fascinated and fond of would probably land us in some kind of a firing squad, which is really scary.
Yeah, God bless America. God bless my medical marijuana license. So, yeah.
Yeah.
South Korea, South Korea. So let's see. We actually got like 9 minutes, 9.5 minutes until we go to your news. So we have some time to talk. We do have the winning news link, which I do want to get to.
I think we can spend maybe 2 minutes talking about, unless you want to wait until TP segment, about any of your recent experiences. Or we can wait.
I would like to wait.
Let's talk about cooking with Joe with Joe.
Yeah, tell me about cooking with Joe with Joe.
Well, we had a really fun experience, folks, with the whole Blue Apron process. I got the box.
Good.
Finally got it. It was kind of scary, though, because the box was sitting outside of my other primary place of income. And while it was cold, it was just kind of sitting out there. And it's like, eh.
Interesting.
So anyways, I finally cooked one of the meals yesterday. And, you know, for someone that hasn't really diced onions or cut thinly Brussels sprouts, this was a nice challenge, and I really did enjoy it, and I really did find it to be zen-like, like you have always said. So yeah,
there is something about it, isn't there?
Yeah. So. However, eating that many Brussels sprouts also causes lots of gas. Yeah. So, and we're not helping matters by having in-studio dark chocolate espresso mix.
Nuts. No, I'm sure that's not helping either.
And champagne, which
ooh,
is very
champagne.
Yeah. So, but hey, mix. You know, I've also been getting into the whole vape pen series thing. I have a few cartridges. So far, though, I have to say this Pineapple Express one has been my favorite. Followed up by, I think it's the King Leo something OG from my contact, which has been great too. The other one is a very sleepy one, which I dare not take unless I really need to sleep.
Sometimes it's good to have one of those in your repertoire.
Yeah, it needs to stay maybe in the bed, maybe by the bed chambers.
There you go. You can keep it in the chamber pot.
Correct, correct.
For the pot, for the chamber.
Uh-oh, I'm being warned in the chat room, which you can find at www.chiampa.info, to be careful of knockoff clay people. Use only Ezel genuine triple-filtered clay.
Oh, yes, that's very important.
We might hear more about that later. So how much time do we got left? Should we do our dictionary word of the day?
Yeah, we got 7 minutes. Why don't you give us the dictionary word?
Why don't we do the dictionary word of the day?
And then we can do that. We can give the wheel a spin.
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go.
All right, so pegged the meter on that one.
Sorry.
I don't even think the compressor even gave up on that one. The compressor's like, fuck this. I'm letting this bitch go.
The Brussels sprouts talking.
Yeah, apparently. So go on. Give us your word of the day today.
So, well, last week's word was gutter snipe. And so this week's word of the day, where my thumb is currently sitting, is...
Yes.
Diuretic.
Diuretic.
Yes,
there we go.
Diuretic.
Let's use that diuretic. In a sentence. All the amount of salt in this Chex Mix will act as a diuretic later tonight when I'm trying to sleep.
And it's an adjective. It's an adjective.
It is an adjective.
And it tending to increase the discharge of urine.
Exactly.
It's Greek, diuretica, kos diuretikos. Urinate. So it's a Greek word, diuretic. So let's go ahead and enter this in the annals of history here. Because we're in episode 157, if you didn't know it, folks. Isn't that great?
We are. What was the name of our episode?
The name of our episode is Names Rarer Than Idiots. And it's in tribute to your winning story.
Oh, okay, good. Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Yes. Yeah. It is an interesting one. I guess, yeah, we got 5 minutes, so it's probably something we can talk about right now. So yeah. Why don't you go ahead and
play that little Roger thing?
Get Roger out of the way, and then we'll go ahead and spin the wheel.
If you didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today, December 3rd, 2018, is National Roof Over Your Head Day. Well, let's be thankful we still have roofs over our heads, and now, let's let Anthony push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote
oh,
spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote spun. I quote-unquote think, no, I really do. Anyway, take it away, guys.
All right, thanks, Roger. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yay, at least our landlord won't be mad at us for this one.
Okay, tonight's story comes from Texas, where stupidity knows no bounds and may really be the next Florida 2.0. This is about a mother and her special snowflake, who has a special name that is just so special it deserves a special trophy. Award for super special specialtiness. An incident occurred several weeks ago when Tracy and her 5-year-old daughter, Absidy, were preparing to board a commercial airline flight from Santa Ana, California to El Paso, Texas. Absidy is spelled A-B-C-D-E. That's how the child, so it's A-B-C-D-E. That's her name. Tracy claims that when the gate agent saw Absidy's or A-B-C-D-E's name and started pointing, laughing, and talking to other employees about Tracy and her child. Well, of course they sure in the fuck did. Why wouldn't they? Jesus Christ. Tracy turned around and told the gate agent that she could hear her and that her daughter can hear her too, so she would appreciate it if they would stop making fun of her daughter's ridiculous name.
You know, as a customer service person, that's just horrible. You just don't do that.
You don't do that. I agree.
You might say, wow, you have a very unique name.
You have a very unusually stupid name.
No, you don't know. I mean, I get you on that point, but you just say, you have a really cool name. Welcome aboard, and then you go on to the next passenger.
I know, but you still,
you know,
I'm sure when you're working as a gate agent, there're just times where you just have to find some form of amusement. And naming your child AB,
she's gonna find herself fired too.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they all will. Southwest Airlines has since apologized, saying that somebody actually posted it on social media, is not indicative of the care, respect, and civility that the airline requires from its employees. Tracy also said that the agent took a picture of her boarding pass and chose to post it on social media, mocking her daughter. Dick White got those paragraphs backwards. Tracy could not immediately be found for comment on Thursday by the Washington Post. Although Absidy, spelled A-B-C-D-E, is an unusual name, is not unheard of. In 2014, reported that over in the past three decades, 328 baby girls have been given that name, 32 of whom were born in 2009. And that's it.
First one was.
I don't know. But that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio. From Urbana Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Mead Lucero. Be sure to visit Shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And don't forget, if you've got a hot tip for the Shyampa Radio Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8567. 866. And now it's time for your Cheyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport.
Sorry, wrong button.
Script.
Oh, hold on. Other button. I found the button.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Joe is doing a disco dance in the Chicago studio. Joe, what is going on? What, tell us
from
about
our
this disco dance.
At AccuWeather. Wow, folks, we had winter weather last week when we reported. Now, this week, we've had some severe tornadoes in our potatoes.
Oh, my goodness.
A series of tornadoes stirred up damage from the plains to southeast Georgia over the weekend. A swarm of tornadoes rocked central Illinois in Saturday, making it one of the most violent December days in the state's history. There were over 20 preliminary tornado reports, according to the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center, and the actual number of confirmed tornadoes will be determined by storm surveys over the coming days.
I see.
Said some AccuWeather meteorologist. And finally, the Cherokee Nation declared a state of emergency due to the amount of damage. And that ends our breaking news coverage of this downright crazy weather, Anthony. Back to somebody.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Oh my God, the clay people were like that close to the edge of
orgasm. Oh, wow.
That's, it was crazy.
Wow. So we're back, by the way.
Oh. Well, so, unless you're not listening live, it's not currently overcast at 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
And the dew point is at 24 and the humidity is at 73%, giving us a cold wind chill of 21 degrees. Winds are out of the northwest at 17. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a chance of rain and snow. Before 9 p.m., then a chance of snow. Mostly cloudy with a low around 29. North-northwest winds around 10, with gusts as high as 15. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Tuesday, a 20% chance of snow showers before 7 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 31. West-northwest winds are going to be 5 to 10. And Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 33. West winds 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 20. And folks, grab your favorite device and tune in for a new episode of Headphone Meditations with John DuBose at 7 p.m. New York time this Wednesday, December 4th. That should read December 5th. December 5th! Be sure to visit our website, cheyampa.info, for our complete broadcast schedule. And that's your Chicago weather, folks. And now for the news.
And now for the news!
And let us go inside the news script.
Sometimes it takes a village and one rowdy turkey. No, humans are not the subject of this story. If they're truly not. They're not. They're just not. Because you know what, folks?
What?
Police in Ohio, in Idaho, Idaho the potato ho, said they rounded up a loose turkey that was, guess what? It was terrorizing. Absolutely terrorizing. Yes, it was terrorizing in that long fashion. A neighborhood, and they were searching for its owner.
Really?
Somebody owns this turkey. This is not a wild turkey.
Not a wild turkey.
Yes. I wonder if that turkey ended up tasting good, because they don't tell you the story, of course. But anyways, the Shoshone Police Department said in a Facebook post, because everybody uses Facebook to post things, that a loose turkey was spotted on North 1st Street, and it was terrorizing the neighborhood. Once again, another animal has escaped from the Shoshone Petting Zoo. But in all seriousness, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
If it's terrorizing neighborhood, what the fuck is it doing inside the pets, the petting zoo? Is it like all calm and docile? I'd be terrorizing inside the petting zoo too, right?
Well, but it's a controlled terrorism. They can't get out of the pet. I guess probably in like a cage or holding area or oven somewhere.
Okay. You know, I wish there was ways. I'm sorry. I'm getting distracted. You must say gobble gobble when they answer the phone at this this place that's trying to capture the troublesome bird. You know, it's this crazy petting zoo. And so anyways, the department is encouraging anyone missing a turkey to call them and follow some specific instructions. Very specific instructions. You press 3, then you press 4, and then you press 2. Pound and 3, 2, 1, 5. So, Anthony.
Yes.
When you were at your latest fast food establishment, did anything make you want to get all crazy?
You know, here's the thing, and I'm gonna keep this short because it's gonna be a rant if I don't. So, this applies to any drive-through establishment that I go to. It could be a Dunkin' Donuts for some coffee. It could be a Wendy's for a salad. It could be, you know, it could be anything. So, but here's the thing I don't understand. These places do not have a very large menu. They usually have the same thing all the time.
Really?
McDonald's generally has cheeseburgers and chicken sandwiches and chicken nuggets, and they're famous for the Big Mac and the quarter pounder with cheese. And I mean, it's all kind of basic. Their breakfast has been the same for years. You have hotcakes, you have the muffins, and then you have the biscuits. Okay. It should not take you 20 minutes to figure out what the fuck you're going to get at a drive-thru in the morning. If you are that indecisive and you don't know what they have, you should go inside.
This story has nothing to do with anything about that, because this reporter was delivering a live report about a Brexit in front of the British Prime Minister's residence when he was video-bombed by a cat and a police officer.
Okay.
Tom was delivering a Brexit report for Sky News in front of 10 Downing Street in London on Tuesday, when Larry, the cat that famously resides in the location, approached the front door.
I see.
Well, a police officer following Larry knocked on the door, causing someone inside to open the door and let the cat inside. Well, someone seems a bit fed up with the Brexit fallout, Sky News joked on Twitter. Look who stole the show, from @RaynerSkyNews, stirring the focus away from the turmoil in Westminster. It's Larry the cat. So now that you know about Anthony's situation, let's expand upon that, because I have to picture a story that kind of got lost in the whole vacation episodes. So that's the gong, and we're going to skip the story number 3 because it's pretty long.
Oh my goodness, it deserves its
own. Yeah, it deserves its own time slot.
Yeah, that.
So. One thing I noticed that I wanted to mention about fast food, and that's specifically Domino's Pizza.
Okay.
Hashtag Domino's Pizza, hashtag pizza, hashtag delivery, hashtag differences. And that difference being the pizza that I had in Florida was absolutely delicious.
I see.
And that had nothing to do with the amount of cannabis that was consumed at the time, because
it never does.
It never does. So the pizza that I had there was quite delicious. Now, I had the same pizza delivered to myself here in Chicago.
Yes.
And let me tell you, it was shit.
That's interesting.
It was absolute shit.
That is very interesting.
It was cold. Well, and I had the oven going, so I was prepared for me to put it in the oven.
It is always kind of a necessity for, I've learned, any type of delivery pizza. You need a pizza stone, and you need to throw it on a hot pizza stone in the oven for like 10 minutes when it comes.
Yes.
5 to 10 minutes. Oven at 400 degrees does wonders. Yep. Does absolute wonders. So,
but you know, so it was that's kind of sad. But you know what? That's it for my news tonight. My ranting. So back to you, Anthony.
All right, fantastic. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried GMO loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, tune in for this special 40th anniversary Queer November to Remember on the 1,600th episode of This Way Out. This week on This Way Out, archival coverage of the 1978 Queer November to Remember, the first gay rights ballot win in the U.S., followed less than 3 weeks later by the shocking assassination of one of the country's first openly gay elected official. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. And we will be right back as soon as I find the card.
Yay! Finding the card is
Hello,
fun.
This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Chocolate.
Two great tastes that taste great together. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Real milk chocolate delicious peanut butter.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
And Reese's Crunchy Peanut Butter Cups topped with chopped peanuts.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires, and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs, he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry, too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Radio Free Internet. Sponsored by Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Please wait. Loading Data Crystal 9. Please wait. Enable HTML input. Data Crystal 9. Hashtag poop pow wow. Hashtag hash browns. Hashtag tasty yummy. Start memo. Memo sequence number Z577N2GS8LFXCPV8 subject. Car policy change. Date 1,495,384,103. Memo part 110100. Rejoice. Server programming will commence that will remove the Shoutcast monetization cards from triggering ads because it don't pay shit and the IRS may not like it. Please continue to add new 2-minute cards to the local cards folder. Memo, part 110101. Rejoice. Server programming will commence so that the only tracks that will play during regular programming blocks will be weather cards and local ad cards. Please continue to add new 2-minute cards to the local cards folder. Buddy 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 out. And memo, please wait. Closing socket 110101101101. Goodbye.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
And now, for the weather. Hey, Anthony, how is it in Tampa? For those
Betty, 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 Betty.
Ooh, baby.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live, Monday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on Cheyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Why don't you go ahead and cue some robotic thing?
Yeah, welcome back. Roger here.
Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and, what you've all been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Chiampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's Radio Show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit chiampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, dude.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Oh,
yeah, tell me about it. So I had to switch around. I moved the wine and the water. I switched them so the water is easier to access.
There we go.
Because it's, yeah, that's a good idea. Besides, you know. So, all right. So let's get into your Chiampa weather for the Tampa Bay area from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently foggy out and 75 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is 94% and we don't have a heat index. So I'm assuming it's just feels like 75 and really wet outside. The dew point is 73 degrees and the visibility is about 5 miles. Yeah. And brace yourselves, because the cold weather was here, and then it left, and now it's coming back again for a little bit, and then it's going to leave again. Oh, no, Betty, poor Betty. Betty's lost her shit. Anyway, tonight, Monday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. On Tuesday, it will be a 40% chance of storms between 1 in the afternoon, then a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 75. On Tuesday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 49. Here's that cold front again. Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 62. That's chilly for Tamponians. Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 46. That's kind of chilly. Yep, that's it for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. And now time for your crazy Florida news. Yes, let me click on my new script link here.
Scanning for any moose poop incidences. No moose poop incidences.
Great. Do I have to watch for moose poop?
No.
Keep a watch out for moose poop.
No. All you're right. Moose poop free.
All right. Hold on.
I'll be right back. So you carry on with your duty.
All right, that sounds good to me. The Pensacola News Journal brings us our first Florida news story of the night about the favorite pastime of many Floridians, living the Florida lifestyle behind the wheel of an automobile. Daniel, a 38 Florida man, was driving his 2008 Jeep Wrangler eastbound around 5 p.m. on U.S. 98. During his magical adventure, Daniel rear-ended 11 different vehicles at 11 different intersections along the highway. Actually, I'm sorry, 11 different locations, not intersections, along the highway. Joe, did you hear this one? Joe, I'm going to reread this for you because I do need your reaction for this. Okay. Because I realized this would be a reaction of yours.
Okay.
Make sure you turn the battery off before you take the thingy out. Push the button 5 times really fast to turn it off before you try to pull that out with a pair of pliers. We don't need
okay.
you blowing yourself up.
That would be an on-air featurette experience.
No, that would not be a featurette experience. That would be a very bad experience. So, okay. The extraction is complete. Okay, great.
Yes.
So I can start with the news again.
Start with the news.
Yes, unfortunately for Joe, one of his cartridges came apart.
Yes.
Daniel, a 38-year-old Florida man, was driving his 2008 Jeep Wrangler eastbound around 5 p.m. on U.S. 98. During his adventure, Daniel rear-ended 11 different vehicles at 11 different locations Ooh. Along the highway, according to the Florida Highway Patrol. Isn't that a lot? 11. 11 and 11.
Ooh.
The Florida Highway Patrol has arrested and charged him in connection to the 11-car hit-and-run incident. Daniel failed to stop after each collision. Instead, he continued driving along US 98 until he lost control of the Jeep and spun into a tree. All the individuals involved in the incident received minor injuries. Daniel was taken to Baptist Hospital to be treated for minor injuries and other medical conditions, according to reports. Daniel was arrested and charged with 12 counts of DUI, 12 counts of reckless driving, and 11 counts of hit and run, and was a participant in Florida's Catch and Release DUI program. Gotta love it. Yes.
Another one.
Come on vacation, leave on probation, bitches. That's Florida's motto. Armpit of the South.
But because these people are repetitive abusers, basically, doesn't the state get it that they're spending this money to capture and still release?
But the thing is, the state makes money off of it because it's huge fines. It's a lot of large fines. So these people pay a lot of money. But at the end of the day, one of the local news channels did a report on it. One of the morning sections did how a lot with the DUI drivers, it's like they're right back out. And it's like months before they go to hearings, they're back out driving. They got conditional releases. It's like, wait a second. You've gotten three DUIs. You should not be getting a condition to be able to drive. You can't even prove that you can fucking drive sober at all. So, yeah. I mean, three DUIs is a lot of DUIs, you know? So, anyway.
I have zero DUIs on my
record. I have zero DUIs as well. Thank goodness. And I hope to always keep it that way.
Right?
Yes. Our next story comes from the Miami Herald and brings us what happens when farting in public becomes deadly. I thought you would enjoy this one, Joe. I thought you would.
Well, and I had show title ideas, too, based off of this, but...
Unfortunately, I kind of didn't see the show titles today. Our next story... Oh, yes. According to the Broward Sheriff's Office, Shanetta, 37, was in the checkout line at the Dollar General store in Dania Beach on Sunday evening and decided to release a little pressure. Do you have a fart sound effect? I'm surprised you don't.
No, actually, I don't.
I don't either.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I don't either. John, the customer standing next to her in line, was offended by the loud fart and got into a verbal dispute with Shanetta. During the dispute, Shanetta allegedly pulled a small lockback knife from her purse, opened the knife, and told the victim she was gonna gut him, according to reports. She then pulled back her right hand with the knife as if she was going to attack the victim with it. After police were called, Shanetta was found by deputies in the area and was identified by the victim of the gas and the knife attack. Shanetta was arrested and taken to the Paul Rain Detention Facility in Pompano Beach, Florida. Her bail was set at $2,500.
Yeah. Well, at least she's not a catch and release. Did she ever pay the bail? I wonder.
I don't know. I didn't really see. I didn't do a follow-up.
And that's not one of those, like, she has to pay a portion of that, right? She's got to actually pay the full...
Bail is 10%, I believe.
No.
So it's like $250.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's not a lot. Yeah, it's not a lot. It's either 10 or 30%. You have to put like 10 or 30% down. You go to a bonds bailman or something. Bondsman.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot, and I hope to never have to learn a lot about the process. All right, our next story comes from the DC Palm. It's not a naked story, but it's a good Florida lifestyle story. James, a 42-year-old Florida man, entered the Crawdaddy New Orleans Grill and Raw Bar in Jensen Beach, Florida, looking quite entitled. Yes, the Crawdaddy New Orleans, N-A-W-L-I-N-S, New Orleans. So the Crawdaddy's New Orleans Grill and Raw Bar in Jensen Beach, looking quite intoxicated. You have to be intoxicated to say the fucking name. James began harassing customers and creating a disturbance. No shit. so he was asked to leave and the police were contacted. When police arrived, James pulled out a pocket-sized notebook and started to tell a deputy how the universe works.
Ooh,
yeah, that's kind of unusual. Too. Yeah, that's a drunk and a half. As James was explaining how the universe works to the deputy, he tried to get closer to the deputy and said, "I just want to put my shoulder under your armpit." And then he swatted the deputy's shoulder with his notebook, according to reports.
He needs to go to the cell block.
Yeah, he's a little crazy. He was arrested on charges of resisting with violence and breach of the peace. After getting to the jail, a deputy noticed a crack cocaine rock in the back of the patrol vehicle.
Ooh.
Yeah, who knows how it got there?
Oh,
James was jailed on additional charges of possession of a controlled substance and introduction of contraband to a holding facility. Perhaps that's how the universe works. And that's
it. That is how the world
works. That is how it works. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, the database. You are tuned into Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on. Right. Woohoo.
Somehow.
Here it comes. Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Thank you, Betty.
Thanks, Betty.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye.
I guess Betty is done for the... Betty said, bye, bitches. Bye, yeah. Bitches.
Like, I got other places to be.
Make the coins hit the dresser. She's out the door. All right.
So what do we got? What do we got here in the plethora? Because I'm plethoricized.
You're plethoricized. I am too. So as you know, I think we've talked about it last week. I'm official. I'm legal. I got
you
my medical marijuana call.
I love
card.
It.
Oh, and we have an incoming call. How about that? Well, we'll just take the call then. Hold on. Caller, you are on the air.
You are on.
It sounds like Ezel.
Yeah.
It's Ezel and the Clay People.
It's Ezel Magadoo.
Hey, Ezel, how's it going?
Hey, Ezel, how are you?
Oh, man, we're doing good here at Armpit, Illinois. I'm telling you, man.
Armpit,
Illinois. Oh, goodness. Goodness, Ezel. Take it easy. Ezel, you got to get a vape cartridge. It's so much less coughing. Your lungs will thank you.
Right.
Man, that's that dish weed I grow out in the back in the lower 40 acres. Man, it's rough, but it's good.
Yeah, you got to watch out for that ditch weed. That will make you hack up a lung or two.
Yeah, but I want to give you a big congratulations on your medical marijuana card, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, man, that's sweet.
It was
that
great.
Is
All I had to do when I went into the exam room is I took off all my clothes and I just ran around clucking like a chicken. And he gave me the prescription. It was great. It worked out fantastic. He's like, "This bitch is crazy. We're gonna give her that weed, or she's gonna do something nuts. She's gonna go crazy." So no, it worked out great.
Well, I figure when I'm going for mine, I'm gonna go in there. And I'm going to drop my pants and start popping the baloney real good. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
That might.
If you do it in Florida, you might make the news.
Yeah, then I'm going to say, "What are you looking at? What are you looking at? They got to get that card, man, I'm telling you."
Maybe,
but anyway,
maybe.
Maybe, I don't know.
Or they'll they'll just put you in the nut house.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll be some glad people will play poker all night. You know what I mean?
There you go. You get three squares
anyway,
in a bed.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, we're doing good. Me and the great people were making chipsets. We had a contract with the Golden Girls. Yeah, we're making Golden Girl chipsets.
Golden Girl chipsets. I want to know how to get one of these because I actually wouldn't mind getting a Golden Girl chipset.
Man, you got to go online. Man, just Google that Golden Girl chipset. I think they sell that Walgreens. They got Walgreens right down the street there.
Well, then maybe we can. Maybe we can find it at the Walgreens. I'll have to. You know, I'll send Betty down. No, I'll send Roger. If I send Betty,
she'll
go without my money.
Yeah, but you know what? You were talking about that DUI crazy.
Oh my God!
I
found it.
And I come down US 98 because me and Boo Boo Brown, when we come to Florida, we go down to Alabama, and then we pick up 98.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, man, that 98, I know, did you ever drive 90 up there, 98 up by Perry, Florida, north of Perry between Tallahassee and Perry, Florida?
I think once I did, and I never wanted to again.
Man, that's some scary road there, man.
Oh, yeah,
you know
it is.
That road is like a scene out of Deliverance. I swear, you can go 30 miles and not see another soul.
It's absolutely true. It's true. It's frightening.
That's one scary road, but that's the only alternative that you really got when you're coming from Alabama, because if you go to 75, you got to deal with all them old crazy fucks on 75.
They've already arrived there on the campers.
Man.
The campers are on the road. All the different plates are. You drive through a parking lot and they're all parked on vicarious angles in the perpendicular spots. How the fuck did you even get into that spot? Yeah, no, they're here. They have descended upon us.
They can really fuck up that Interstate 75. They even drive their golf carts. They're driving their golf carts down the interstate. That crazy fuck moves people, man, anyway. So, but you know what? Like I said, you know that guy, he got 3 DUIs he got caught for. Can you imagine how many DUIs he portrayed?
Didn't get caught for.
I'm telling you what. Oh, man. I got crazy motherfuckers in Florida, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go, man, but I want to give a shout-out for a birthday for a good friend of mine, man.
Okay.
And this guy, he lived a long time. He turned 70 years old today, okay?
Ooh, 70. Good for him.
Wow.
Yeah, but listen to this. All this motherfucker did in his younger days was cocaine and rotten pizza. He lived on cocaine and rotten pizza, and he made it to 70.
Sounds like a lifestyle.
Wow.
You know who that is?
Who is that?
Good friend of mine. Ozzy Osbourne, man.
There you go.
The Ozzy turned 70 today, and that motherfucker's still kicking, man.
No shit, turned 70, huh? Wow.
70. Man, that's an old fuck there, man.
All right, boys.
I got to go, man. Me and the Clay people are playing. They're going to play Candyland tonight.
Well, you have fun with that. Don't go digging too far for that candy.
All right, I'm going to send one of them clay people by Joe. He can soften them up.
Yeah, I need to be shaped and molded.
Yeah, you got to mold something to your desires, you know what I mean?
Boy.
That's why I hang around with the clay people, man. You can make it
any size. They need to accept every inch of me.
Oh, man, you make it anything you want, man. All right, boys, I'll talk to you.
All right, Ezel, thanks for giving us a call.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye. Bye. Yeah.
Good Lord, sweet Jesus.
Lord, sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. So,
folks, I've been eating so much of rich, delicious foods that I'm experiencing those rich, delicious moments. It's amazing.
Are you having a rich, delicious moment?
I just had a few.
Okay. So what do we have next year? State of Illinois is 200.
Yes, it's 200 years old, actually.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
200 years old. This state is 200 years old.
That's old. That's older than Ozzy Osbourne. Or wait, no, Ozzy Ian. Who is Ezel talking about?
Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah.
It's amazing that man's still alive.
Well, you know who's not alive?
Who?
Chuck George H.W. Bush.
This is true. He is dead. He lived to 90-something.
Yep.
It's amazing what money can do. Money and power can really do a lot.
But now, did you know that the first Happy Meal was introduced in 1979, I believe?
Really? 1979, huh?
And it was a McWrist wallet. And basically, it was just a plastic thing that you strapped around your wrist.
Hmm.
And you could stick like little bits of paper or bugs or baby teeth or maybe...
Could you put money in it?
You could put like a few pennies in there, maybe a few dimes.
So you couldn't fit your dope in it?
Well, you know, you probably could fit maybe like a little eighth in there.
That's not too bad.
Oh, and definitely dabs. You could definitely fit dabs in there.
So there you go.
Dabs would definitely fit. But, you know, it might get a little sticky if you don't contain it right. Especially with all the plastic.
True, true, yeah.
So, yeah, I found this little thing on the web. It's one of those clickbaity kind of things. It's actually kind of okay. 1980 was Star Trek themed toys, and we got the ugly lights, don't we?
Yeah, I see, and I opened it up, and everything just started going... That's so, sad. I'm not going to close the site.
But it's a fun site. Check it out.
It did look interesting. Yeah, please post a link to it online, and our listeners can take a listen to it. So
I shall.
Great. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights have come on, and a group of people just ran down the hallway holding life jackets.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that means. So thanks for tuning in tonight, listening in our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Cheyampa Radio. Remember, all times are Eastern. Be sure to check out Weekend with Joe. With Joe! Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m.
Yes.
Remember, all times are Eastern.
Yes, yes, yes. And then you can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays the first 15 minutes of random things from archive.org and radioforall.net, and it is getting better. I've noticed the algorithms are working better. Yes. Combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers. Been adding some new episodes lately. Weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
And remember, watch your step. This season, there's moose poop somewhere, but not in our casts. And that means I'm in programming Technique Audio Heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Cheyampa Radio and leave it on in the background. That's Cheyampa Radio. Visit CHIAMPA.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more. And, you know, before we close out, we do have, like, cycles of creativity. We have cycles of inactivity. Sometimes the content will cycle through, and it'll cycle through. And then it'll all of a sudden change and be fresh and new. So, you know, you just continue listening to us and see what happens.
And we're also going to be adding a show on Friday evenings.
Ah.
And it's a friend of mine. And at some point, hopefully, when the .org goes up, his show will also make it into the roundup.
Nice. I love that. That sounds really, really, really awesome. Do we have any banter that we would like to discuss, or are we all bantered out?
No, I think I'm good. You got about, I don't know, 30 seconds, so I got to finish.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've enjoyed the shows. I'm continuing to have some really positive about everything. The cooking with Blue Apron turned out really nicely. I made my first meal.
Good for
However, I got to say, all the Brussels sprouts I've eaten in the past 2 days are really, really fiberlicious.
That's good for you, though. That's a good way to poop.
This is true. And tomorrow we'll be making our second dish, which is some kind of a chicken dish, which looks really delicious as well.
I don't think I got that one. That was a barbecue chicken, right?
You know, yes, it is. And, you know, I'm just leaving the selections as they are. I saw everything that was coming in the future, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to leave it as is.
Fantastic.
It looks good. It looks different. It's unique. So
there you go. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at cheyamba.info. Remember, folks, don't give your children stupid names while farting in the checkout line after rear-ending half of the Florida coast because you're too busy practicing astrophysics in your armpit. Have a good night, a good weekend, and stay tuned for last week's episode of This Way Out with a K for Kumquat.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.